The scenario of a massive earthquake in western Alaska is the basis of a study by Hawaiian scientists. In the next 50 years, there's a 9% chance of an Aleutian Island earthquake so strong it could send a devastating tsunami to Hawaii. That's according to researchers from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has more.
A magnitude 9.0 or greater earthquake is what researchers are referring to. But what does a megaquake look like? Think big, like Tohoku, the 2011 Japan earthquake and tsunami.
If there were to be another really, really giant earthquake in the Aleutians, it would have the potential to generate a big tsunami like we've seen recently.
That's geologist Rob Witter of the United States Geological Survey. His work looks at the frequency of past giant earthquakes in the Aleutians, especially large quakes that might cause tsunamis. This research can be used for national seismic hazard maps, as well as to create tsunami evacuation plans. While Witter studies what happened in the ancient past, geophysicist Rhett Butler looks to the future. He works on estimating the probabilities of future earthquakes. While watching videos of Tohoku, the University of Hawaii at Manoa geophysicist began wondering if Hawaii had its estimates right.
We are surrounded by the ocean here, so when we're hit by a very large tsunami wave, it affects all sides of the island. If you're in California, you walk 10 kilometers inland and, you hardly notice anything other than it's a general panic, okay? But here in the islands, all of our roads are along the seashore. You know, we have lots of hospitals, we have airports. I mean, it would be an absolute infrastructure disaster.
An infrastructure disaster that the State of Hawaii Multi-Hazard Mitigation Plan estimates could cost about $40 billion. Here in Unalaska, if you feel the ground shake, Witter says be prepared to move.
If you feel strong shaking for 30 seconds or more, you should get to high ground quickly. And if you're in the maritime community or the maritime trade, you need to get to deep water fast as well, because even in the protected waters of the harbors, strong currents can occur, and those can cause damage to ports and harbor facilities.
Butler's research does not guarantee a megaquake. The pressure in the Aleutian subduction zone could be released by a series of smaller earthquakes. And he says he's not trying to scare anyone.
You like the place you live, you know, it comes with its risks. So it's just good to be aware of the risks. It doesn't mean it's going to happen in your time, but you never know. The Japanese didn't think it was going to happen in their time, so they were surprised.
He wants to provide data so that everyone can make informed decisions. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.